Teshek and Egdai gave two pshatim in why when someone is a chashad, why is it that we say Shekinegdai as opposed to saying that Mitar Sheni Yachash Ben Mishalim? So Taisa's first pshat was because of Lashafis Chaya, that he would, Taisa's first pshat is he really shouldn't swear. He really can't swear. And really he should pay. Because Lashafis Chaya, we say Shekinegdai. So the second pshat is because he's really willing to swear. Who brought in Yishbam Nanichenu and Kachla Yishal? So really, he would want to swear. Why should he pay? The way Rav Naftali explains Tosfos, the two pshatim in Tosfos are arguing in. First of all, they're arguing in the two ways to learn Shvua. And second of all, they're arguing in how to look at a Shvua of a Chashad. It says this as follows. We know that you can learn Shvua either that Shvua is a birur, Shvua is a way of showing what's so, or Shvua is a tashlumen. Or that a shvua, you don't have to prove what the truth is, you just have to pay. Paying is in the form of swearing. That's the way you pay. Tosfos first heretz told shvua is a bearer. See, if shvua is a bearer, when a chashid swears, when a person who's a gazlan swears, it's not mevar anything. It doesn't show anything. It's a shvua that's not mevar. A shvua has to be mevar. A shvua has to show the truth. When a gazlan or a chashid swears, it's not mevar anything. So according to that mahaloch, a gazlan shvua is not a shvua. It's not that we don't let him swear. Even if he swears, it's not a shvua. Why does it help me if a crook swears? That's not mevar anything. It doesn't show the emes. So Tosfos first heretz holds, first of all, with the mahalach that shvua is a bearer, and more importantly, Tosfos first heretz holds that his shvua is in gantz, not a shvua. It's just a gazlan or a chashid who swears. It doesn't show anything. It's nothing. So therefore, Tosfos said, really, we would say metayich because he can't swear, and the Rabbanan said lo shachkes chaya. So therefore, we say shetemet. So the second Torah says, no. Really, a shvua does not have to be mevar or anything. Shvua is a type of tashlumin. I owe you a shvua. It does not have to prove anything. It doesn't have to be mevar or anything. It's a tashlumin. Now, if it's a tashlumin, so the gazlan or the chashid says, I'm ready to swear. I owe you a shvua. I could swear. It is physically possible for me to swear. So here, the words of Tosfos make sense. That the Hubarat Nishbam Nanichen. He says, I'm ready to swear. I'm really ready. If I swear, it'll be a shvua. We just don't let him swear. So we say we don't want Gazlonim swearing in Bezdin. Not a good thing for the Hanhoga of Bezdin that we should let Gazlonim swear. So we're not letting you swear. So now, Tosfos says, there's no reason to say Mitoich. Since you're really ready to swear, why should we make you pay? So we say Shekinagda. Because you're really ready to swear. That's Tosfos' second parents. Comes out, is Shekinagda, now this you have to think through. Shekinagda is a favor to the Gazlin, or Shekinegdai is a favor to the one who's Tevech in the Gazlin? Who are we doing a favor to? This Shekinegdai. Well, it depends on Tosfos to Terutzim. In Tosfos' first Teretz, who are we doing a favor to by saying Shekinegdai? In Tosfos' first Teretz, what would be if not for Shekinegdai? What would be? Meshafizchai is going to end up, he's going to end up losing money. The Gazlin is going to end up losing money. Kuitesis first teretz is a favor to the Gazlan. The takana. According to Tosfos, the second teretz, it's a favor to whom? Really, the Gazlan should be off the hook. The Gazlan says, I'm ready to swear, you're just not letting me swear. Whatever the Hesber in Tosfos is, but Tosfos says that, and he says, I'm ready to swear, just let me. That means really there would be a Havamina. That he has a good taina. We say, no, we're not going to let you off with that taina. You can't say, I want to swear, I'm ready to swear. We're going to say the other person could swear and you lose. Which means it's a favor for the Teveya, really. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says that the reason that we say Shekinegdai is because who barats nishba nenichem. He's saying, I'm ready to swear. Well, who cares what he's saying? There's mamish to his taina, I'm ready to swear. So therefore, really, he shouldn't pay. So Chachamim said, you know what? Shekinegdai will swear and then you do have to pay. Shekinegdai swears and then you do pay. He's trying to say, I don't want to pay. I'm ready to swear. I want to be off the hook. I don't want to pay. Look, I'll play Yishalom.
But the Lashon of Kapha Yishalom is similar to this is used earlier. This is in the first answer. Yishalom, oh, he's not really Yishalom. He's going from the din. If we tell him pay, and the same thing, well, Kapha Yishalom, that's what the din is. He doesn't have to pay. The Lashon of Kapha
Yishalom. I don't think his judgment is correct. I don't think the Lashon is the same at all. This Chilasi Tutu Ritzim says in Ketzais. The Ketzais in Ayin Heyer Aleph and explains Tosfos this way, that Tosfos' first teretz is that it's a favor to the ganiv, according to Tosfos' first teretz. It's a favor to the ganiv, l'shafis l'chaya, we do him a favor, and say shekneged elsewhere. In Tosfos' second teretz, not that way. In Tosfos' second teretz, be'etzem, the ganiv is right, he has a taina, tashlumin, I'm really ready to swear, hu barotzin yishvat. And we tell the guy, there's nothing doing, we're going to do the Teveya a favor, we're going to make a takana, the Teveya, that we don't want to get off him swearing, so we're going to do a Teveya to the Teveya, let him swear and keep it, and get the money. That's a basic difference between the two Terutim of Tosfos. And we learn the next piece of Gemara, we're going to see that Tosfos points out that it's a bit of a problem in the next piece of Gemara. Just before that, there's a Kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks, and the Rishash already asked before him. What happens if you have our Gemara's text, the fellow's a Gazlan, and we should say Shekinegdai, and the person Shekinegdai is also a Gazlan? Two crooks here. But if this person's a Gazlan, not because of this story. We know he's a Gazlan from last week, from last month. You have two Gazlonim here in the Din Torah. And the same type of thing, Shomer watched five animals and they didn't say he ate two, so the Shomer has to swear. He's a Gazlan. So the other one swear. What was it, the other one's a Gazlan also? What do you do then? What? We know he didn't do tshuva. Okay? We ask him, he did tshuva now. The truth is we don't assume. Once someone's been has Tessus Gazlan, we don't assume he did tshuva. Even after Yom Kippur. But let's say, you know, he's a Gazlan, there's no question. They're both Gazlan. So what do you do? So it's actually a sugi in Shavuos. And the Gemara there says, at least according to one man, the Amar, that in that case, if the other person can't swear, then the first Ganav has to pay. In other words, this shomer related to animals, he really is chayav shvuah. If he can't swear, we go to the other person. If he can't, chazra shvuah l'mufri yivla. So you have two gazlonim. Which one should be most responsible for the shvuah? Let me ask you, I'm sorry. Who's most responsible? You have the gazlon who's the maida b'miktas. He has to swear. So we're saying, okay, give the shvuah to the other person. He also can't swear. So who's the main person that's chayav in the shvuah? Mechayev la, the one who's originally mechayev. So we say shekinegdai. If the shekinegdai is a ganav too, then we say mitoich. We go back to mitoich, and then the Ganif swears. The original Shomer, in our case, who ate the two behemoths, he would pay. He would pay. Zakt Rabbi Chanan, the Rishash, let's see if it makes sense. In this case, where they're both chashudim, we tell the Ganav, you pay. Light toast is first teretz, makes a lot of sense. Because the shomer who ate the two animals, be'etzem, you should be chayiv, he can't swear, he should be chayiv to pay. We did a favor to the Ganav, and we said shekin negdai. No, we can't do him the taival, we can't say shekin negdai. So it goes back to the Ikaretin, he's got to pay. Quintetis' first parents, it makes a lot of sense. Because the Ikaradin should have been that he has to pay. We just did a favor to whom? Tyson's first parents, the first to the Ganav. We said Shekinegdai. Alright, the Shekinegdai can't do it, so we go back. We say, Ois favor, and now pay. But according to Tyson's second parents, the Etzem, the Ganav, is saying, I'm ready to pay, it's a Teshlumin. And really, should be Potter. Tyson's second tarot says we're doing a favor to who? To the Teveya. We're doing a favor to the Teveya. We're saying, this guy of yours should be off the hook. He's ready to swear. We know he'll swear. So he's potter. We do a favor to the Teveya. We say, you swear and collect. Now, the Teveya is also a Ganiv. Chazer Shoshim Mechuyim Law goes back to the Ikar Adin. According to Tosis Teretz, the Ikar Adin is that the Raya is Potter. If the Raya is Potter, the Ikar Adin, he's saying, I'm mukhin to swear. Im nani chenu, I'm ready to swear. And Tosis says, that's a reason not to pay. Im kain. They blame it at Tzarechian. If they're both Ganavim, why should the original person pay? Like Tosis' first Teretz, the Shmark, the original person should pay. Because he's Ikar Adin, the one who has to pay. But according to Tosis' second Teretz, Tzarechian. The Rebbe Chanan is in Bava Basra Reish Yud Ches. The whole thing is three lines. It says, according to Tosis, Bava Metzia, according to Second Teretz, he says there was an understanding. The Tzarechian. Akapanim, this is the big difference between the two Teretz of Tosis. Tosis' first Teretz, we're using the word Bira. Second Teretz, using the word Tashlumin. But more than that, according to Tosis' first teretz, it's not possible for him to swear. He's a ganav. According to Tosis' second teretz, it's possible. It's possible for him to swear, and the shvur would be a shvur.
According to Tosis' first teretz, it should still be a problem of Shabbos night. Plus, now you have to be worried about Tanokh.
Yeah. According to Tosis' first teretz, we're not going to solve the Shabbos night on this ganav. Really, other ganavim could do to him. But he could do right back to them, really. They're both in the same boat, right? But it's true. According to Tosis' first test, we help this chashud. But we're not helping him in a case where a ganav comes against him. Okay, let's see now what the Gemara says in the next step, and we'll see how it stems. The Gemara is the kasha. So let's see the last four lines again. Hashda nami the last word of the of Nachman. Now, don't forget what I told you. Rav Nachman Shvuah Hesis is a Shvuah that's from the generation of Rav Nachman and on. Okay, it starts from Rav Nachman's Dar and it goes on. And there's no Mishnah in Shas that talks about Shvuah Hesis. Okay, I happen to notice the first thing Yeshua on the next Gemara, which goes back to the Mishnah. He says, "In our Mishnah, why don't you swear Shvuah Hesis?" So what is he saying? In our Mishnah, by Shnei Mozim Batalis, why don't you swear Shavuos Hesis? So somebody asks you the Kasha, you tell them it's a silly Kasha. Right? Why is it a silly Kasha? If there was no Shavuos Hesis, then Shavuos starts off the next sugi by saying, he doesn't ask us a Kasha in Terry, he just says, in our Mishnah, Shavuos Hesis you can't say, because it didn't exist before Rav Nachman. So you have to know that claw for Shas, that Shavuos Hesis started from Rav Nachman. Anyways, Dr. Gemara, Hashanavi Lesl Rav Chia and the Chaimid Rav Nachman. Now, Manali Biyadchei Mechabiyadi Patam Rav Nachman Shpinais Yeshua Sassus. After the Gemara, the Rav Nachman Takantahi. The Rav Nachman made a Takana. What was his Takana for the benefit of? Let's figure it out. Rav Nachman made a takana, if I'm tevea you, you owe me $100. And you deny it. Min HaTorah, what's the din? I'm tevea you $100, you deny Min HaTorah, you're potter. Rav Nachman said, look, usually, ain't adam tevea on ken yeshlai. So men a takana shuas hestes, that's for the benefit of the tevea. Okay, that's for sure. Nach made a takana benefit of tevea. The Amar Shuas Hesis to Rav Nachman Takanta. The Takanta Layavdina. What is Takanta Litakanta? With Rashi. The second Takana, Shekinegda Yishba, that we don't say Takanta Litakanta. We don't make two Takanas. Rav Nachman made a Takana of Hesis. It's a swear Hesis. If you can't swear Hesis, we're not going to say Shekinegda. And it's off. Because we don't make Takanta Litakanta. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. The rule of takanta l'takanta makes a lot of sense. Chazal, you don't go overboard, right? Make a takana, you don't make. Or gzeru l'gzeru l'yamrina, the Gemara says. You don't make a gzeru to gzeru. Right? You make a derabanan to protect the deraisa. You don't make a derabanan to protect the derabanan, right? Makes a lot. So push the rule in Shas. Let me ask you. For example, just to think of an example. Chazal made a gzeira of muktzah. Okay, what's the din of muktzah? What does muktzah mean? You're not allowed to move it. I think you said touch it. A lot of people make a mistake. You're allowed to touch muktzah, right? You're allowed to touch muktzah. You're not allowed to move muktzah. Chazal made a takana, you're not allowed to move muktzah, you make up the carry. Takana. Why didn't they make a takana, you're not allowed to touch it because you might come to move it? That's takanta with takanta. It's a gzeira with gzeira. To make a gzeira, no touching. You might move it. No such gezeira. You only made one gezeira. You're not allowed to touch it. Push it. Now, Chazal said you're not allowed to touch muktzah. Right? Chazal said a hammer is muktzah. Not allowed to move muktzah. Chazal said a takana of muktzah. Not allowed to move muktzah. Right? Then they said, but you're allowed to use a hammer if you want to crack a nut, even though it's muktzah. The tzarek gufay mukayim, you're allowed to take a hammer and crack a nut. Right? That's halacha. Why isn't that gezeira l'gezeira? They made one takana that it's muktzah. Then they made another takana, but you're allowed to use it to crack a nut.
But it's not muktzah.
It's muktzah. What do you mean? The hammer's
muktzah. In the case you need it, it's not muktzah original.
So they made an exception, so therefore.
Exception to the takana, not the takana.
Why isn't that gezeira l'gezeira?
There was never takana muktzah on the hammer that they have to use. Cool enough.
So it's pasha. Takanta l'takanta is if I make one chumrah and then I make a second chumrah. If I make the chumrah and then I make an exception to the chumrah, that's not takanta l'takanta, right? If I make a takana to be machmer on something, they say, okay, it could be makel in one case. It's a double pasha that's not takanta l'takanta, right? That's not very exaggerated. That's a double pasha. Now, taking this davar pashit, that the kanta of the kanta means one chumra, then another chumra. If I go in one direction and make an exception back, that's not the kanta of the kanta. So, exactly size, let's learn agamah. Let's learn the word the kanta of the kanta. Let's learn Loitais's first tarets. Let's learn Loitais's second tarets. Okay? Rav Nachman's takana was for the benefit of who? The first takana. Rav Nachman's takana was. I'm to pay you $100. You deny it. Min HaTorah, you're potter. Rabbanan said, swear. That's for the favor of the Teveya. So he made a takana here to benefit the Teveya. That the Teveya could get off the hook. So Fred, the Tzais, let's see. Takanta with Takanta. Let's start with Tzais, the second Teretz, which is the one that works well. The first and second teretz was min haTorah, if a choshen has to swear, mikar adin, he should be off the hook. Because he says, I'm ready to swear. We made a takana shekinegda. Shekinegda is to benefit whom? According to Tosfos second teretz. According to Tosfos second teretz, it's also to benefit the Teveya. It's also to benefit the Teveya. Because really, the ganav should be off the hook. He can't swear. He wins. He says, I'm ready to swear. You won't let me. I win. So we made a takana to benefit the teveya that shekinegdei swears. So according to that, this gemara is very kishrut. Takanta le takanta le avdira. We make one takana to benefit the teveya that the other person has to swear. Now, in case he's a ganiv and he'll be off the hook, we should make a second takana of shekinegdei. We don't go so far. We benefit teveya one step. We don't benefit him two steps. That makes a lot of sense. That's a typical takana takana. Two gezeiros in the same direction, we don't do. But according to Taisa's first tense, what's shekinegdai? What is shekinegdai? According to Taisa's first tense, the ikar adin would be that the ganav has to pay. He can't swear. She was a bearer. It's impossible to swear. We're afraid by Shafkas Chaya. Because of Shafkas Chaya, we say Shekinegdai. That means the first Takana is for the benefit of the Teveya. That's what Peshua says. We're saying that if he's a Ganiv, Shafkas Chaya, we're going to make one Takana for the benefit of the Gazlan. So we made one Takana for the benefit of the Teveya. And now Shekinegdai is a takana for the benefit of the Gazlan. Then in a case where he can't swear, he shouldn't have to pay, we leave him off the hook, L'shaf Kishchai. We say Shekinegdai, let the other one swear. There's no problem to cancel the takana in such a case. If I make one takana for the benefit of the Teveya, I say, Teveya, you have a right to force the Shavuos Hasis. They say, one exception. If the other person's a Chashud, then you're the one who has to swear. What does it mean to cancel the takana? It's like mukta and being mutter to crack a nut. I'm making an exception to the takana. I'm making a takana to benefit the teveya and make the nitva lose. Saying the nitva is a gazlan, like shafkas chaya, we have to protect him. So therefore, shekinegdo. The words to cancel the takana don't make sense. One takana is for the benefit of the teveya. One takana is for the benefit of the ganiv, of the nitva. So what's wrong with takanta or takanta? Why can't I make one takana for the benefit of the ganav and then make the other takana? Then in this case, it's an exception. What's wrong? What's wrong with doing that?
That means nothing gets done. The hair is doing something.
Yeah, but what I'm doing is I'm making the teveya gain. You gain a lot. In this case, I'm saying you don't gain.
You're adding something else on. But by muktzah, you say you're really allowed to use a hand. But one said, okay, you're not allowed to use a hammer, but we'll put it back to the original state in an exception. Okay, you're not putting it back to
it's
the original
true.
State.
You're right. It's a difference between two mishalim. But Afal Pikein, in the underlying thing, still, it makes sense if I make one takana to benefit the teveya, and then I come along and say, okay, I'll eat a second takana to benefit the nitva, that's not takanta or takanta. If two people want to have a pshara, they have a din tiris, I say, look, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. That makes sense. I say to one person, I'll give you this, and I'll give you that, and then I'm giving you two things.
Shekinegdai would never be around.
I understand, but it's better than Shekinegdai. This way the Nitzvah doesn't have to swear. Let the Tevez.
I would never say, okay, you want to get money from him, and I say, no, you just swear that he owes you money. I would never say that. The only way I could say that is if he already owes me a shvuah.
It's true, one takana is better than the other takana. It's true. But what's wrong with making one takana to benefit the Teveya, yeah? And then one takana back to benefit the Nitzvah, even though it wouldn't exist enough for the first one? But why is that a problem with takana to takana?
Over here, shekinegdai is the benefit of the Teveya, even according to the first parent. Because if we don't say shekinegdai swears, then the gatun doesn't have to swear or pay.
That's because we don't say
Mitaif.
But the Gemara should have said to Kanta Lakanta. Gemara should have said there's no Mitaif. So Gemara should have said. No? Taisa says. That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says to Kanta Lakanta. The Lush of Kanta Lakanta sounds like Taisa's other Teretz. That these are both Takanis in the same direction. And we don't make a Takanis Shekinegba.
Okay, and Shekinegdai would be used for the benefit of the Zobeya. Because if we don't say Shekinegdai, then the Nitva will be better off. Because he doesn't have to swear or pay.
What he's saying is, if we already know that by Hesus you don't say Matayis, so then it's taka benefit of the Teveya. Because otherwise, since I don't say Matayis, the Nitva doesn't swear, but he's also off the hook. So rather than being off the hook, I'll give the Teveya the option of swearing and being and getting the money. So then it's a benefit of Teveya, even according to Hesus's first term. You shouldn't have a problem with that. So Tosfos first Teretz says we only say Shekinegda by Lashach Tosfayim. In your case, there's no Lashach Tosfayim. There's no problem with Lashach Tosfayim. Because he's not going to have to pay anyway. If you're assuming that you don't say Shekinegda, so why should I say, according to Tosfos says, why should I say Shekinegda? There's no problem with Lashach Tosfayim, because who cares? Everyone will be Tevei him, but they'll never have to pay.
You don't have to apply
Tosfos'
reason for what happened. Whatever Tosfos' reason was for Shavuot Deoraisa, that was the first way and the second way. But for Shavuot Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference how you went Shekinegda by Shavuot Deoraisa. For Shavuot Tosfos, there's one way to learn.
The bottom line, it's a tekanta with tekanta, because bottom line, it's a tevis ha-teveya. Once I know that, you don't say mitach. It's a good, it's a mahalach. The Lashon HaGemara is still missing, like Ikur Chasim and a Sefer, but at least it helps. What we're saying now is that since by Hesus you don't say Metayach, so really switching the Shvur around in a Hesus case is a Teva for the Tevaya, because otherwise the Nitva is off the hook. It's not like a Shvur Deraisa where if you can't swear the Nitva loses. Okay.
Why can't you say that
don't we do that all the time?
If you're nervous for one, so you don't, and you're nervous for the other, you don't give them both benefits. Obviously, you see they both have concerns, so we live deep. What we're saying is, Takako tell the Rabbana not going to go and say, I'm nervous for him and I'm nervous for him. I'm going to make a Takana on both sides.
I think the Rabbanim generally do that. They make a takana to benefit someone, they put limitations on the benefit. So I'm limiting the Kashua Sessus to cases where he's able to swear. Why is that?
But then there's no problem, so then
there's no Kashua Sessus. No, 99% of the cases will be Kashua Sessus, only when the Nitzvah is
benefit.
Okay, you're saying. It's similar to what Yaki was saying, that one takana is built on the other, even if it's in two different directions, it's a kasha. Okay. Maram Mokamana, the Ketzos is this kasha. Ketzos has a different shot in takanta takanta. Ketzos is learning the second takana is the fact that a chashid can't swear. The etzem din that a chashid can't swear is also takana to Rabbana. Ketzos' shita is that minat Torah, even a gazlin, there's only pasul la'edus we only find, but not the shvua. Sais holds that the whole psul of gazlin to swear is a drabana, and that's takanta la takanta. One takana hesus plus the takana to say a gazlin can't swear. The two takanas, that's how he learns takanta la takanta. Look upon him. Okay, let's see the next kasha. Fakta Gemara. Again, we're going back to the story of the shepherd. V'tepitle da'avalei raya v'am raviu d'stam raya apostle. What's the Gemara's kasha? There's a rule in Shas that a raya behema daka is apostolaitis. It was a job which was a dishonest job in the time of Chazal, where it doesn't mean every raya was a gan, but many, many rayas. Waganovim, they took the animals to a pasture in other people's lands. And therefore, Chazal in general held that Stam Raya, unless you know differently, Stam Raya is Pasul Aedus. I once said that nowadays that's true about lawyers. And one of my respondents got very angry at me. I said it tongue in cheek, but there are certain It's very hard to be an honest litigation lawyer. It's a very hard thing to be an honest lawyer in litigation because of the way the system works. It's just hard. It's very, very hard. But anyway, that's an aside. The Stam Raya apostle is in the time of the Gemara. Stam Raya is apostle. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So therefore what? What's the Gemara's kasha? Again, typically, Davalei Raya, if I'm reviewed the Stam Raya apostle, so what's the kasha? What's the kasha? What's your end of story? What do you have to come on to the fact that he's a Goslin? Come on to the fact that he's a Raya? Which is a better reason for him not to swear, Goslin or Raya? The story happened. The fellow's a Goslin. If you saw a Goslin, you call him a Chashud? It's to understand. Rashi learns that way. Rashi says, it's just you and I would never talk that way. If we had, let's say there would be such a rule that Stam lawyers are apostle shvua. Let's say, I talk about a raya. And there would be a case of a ganav, a convicted ganav, and he comes to Bez. I would say, don't let him swear. He's a Stam lawyer is possible. You tell me, typically, what do you have to say, Stam lawyer is a chashid? He's a Goslin, he's convicted. Right? You wouldn't, it's the opposite. If you say Raya, I would tell you, typically, Davalei Goslin. But to start, that he's a Goslin, we know he's a Goslin, we have two witnesses. And the Gemara says, why are you saying he's a Goslin? Give me a better reason. He's a Raya who's chashid. Doesn't seem to make any sense. Why is the reason of Raya? Because Raya is Chashid, that maybe is a Gazlan. The reason of Gazlan is much better. I don't mean to offend anybody whose father might be a lawyer here. I don't know who. I remember as a kid, he used to bother me every year when we learned the dreams of the Sarah Mashkin and the Sarah Eifim. As a little boy, and every year they hung the Sarah Eifim. And my father was a baker. I didn't understand that one year they should hang the Sarah Mashkin, no. That's Sarah Eifel, it always bothered me. But I was the only kid in class who remembered which one got killed. Most kids never did know which one got killed. Sarah Mashkin, Sarah Eifel, right? I used to remember. Anyway, there's a major problem with Rashi here. The way Rashi was the Gemara, typically, Davalei Raya, Stam Raya, I don't know how to get out of this. Because it's very hard to say, he's a Raya, he's a Chashid. The Gemara says he's a Goslin. Abaye tells who's passing him, Zaira. He tells him that, why are you giving a reason? Because he tells him, how are you letting him swear? He's a Goslin. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say Goslin? Say Raya. What's better? A Raya is the Cheskes Goslin, and a Goslin is certainly a Goslin. It's very hard to understand. I don't have a Mahalach. I don't understand. The way Rashi learned this Gemara, when you're in a din Torah, you don't say the big Kiddush. But if I was asking Reb Zaira a question, why are you letting him swear? Why are you letting him swear? Don't let him swear. He's a... It's a much bigger Kiddush to let a Goslin swear than to let a Raya swear. No? Reb Zaira let him swear. So Abai says, why are you letting him swear? He's a... Is it what? How would you be Matama on Reb Zaira? How would you be Matama on Reb Zaira? Reb Zaira would say, I swear, he's a Goslin, he's a Raya. What's the right thing to say? So he would have said Raya. But he didn't say, that's not the way. That's not what happened. Abai told Reb Zaira, how can you let him swear?
You don't have to come on to the fact that he's a Goslin. Even without any additional details, the fact that he's a Raya.
Before I knew he's a Goslin, he was a Chayav Shvua. Before I knew he's a Goslin, he was part of Mishvua, he's a Kafar Kal. Then the two Eidim come and say, we ate him eating two behemoths. So at the same time he gets a Chayav Shvua, we know that he's a Goslin.
A Raya is not
Shvua Tessus? It's not Shvua Tessus. He wasn't Mechavah Shvuah Sefer, Mechavah Shvuah Deraisa.
Before the Mechavah
Shvuah Sefer, all of
us
he couldn't have been saying that because you don't have to say Shvuah Sefer. Maybe Rashi, what are you saying? Rashi holds it's not really a strong kasha. Usually don't learn Gemara that way. Usually we assume a kasha is a kasha. There's some kashas that are rhetorical questions, but what does it sound like?
Rashi is mashma.
It's very hard.
Rashi is mashma, but Raya is a kasha of the swear.
Why is he mashma that way?
Because he said, don't learn the swear because he's a goblin. So if we eliminate the fact that he's a goblin, there's nothing wrong with him swearing, even though he's a Raya.
I don't follow that. If you have two reasons to pass with someone, and I mention one, which is the stronger reason, why do you want from me that I'm not mentioning the second? Why is he tying it to me?
It's not Abai's responsibility. He's saying that it's not Abai's responsibility. Okay, the deed makes sense though. Until we got to this part of the Gemara, we don't see the Abai's responsibility.
Yeah, but Goslin is the much stronger reason. Why should I give a reason of Raya?
Because if he says that he can't swear because he's a Goslin, then we would think that a Raya, that a regular
swear,
because nothing, we don't see there's anything wrong with a Raya.
If a man is a Kayan, he has a sister who's a Grusha, and he comes into Bez and he says, can I marry my sister the Grusha? I tell him, a man can't marry his sister, it's Karis. So he'll walk out and say, oh, if I still it's a Grusha, I could marry. Why didn't he tell me Grusha? It's a much stronger reason. Nobody can marry his sister, it's Karis. A Grusha is alive, a condition types him. He can't ask me a kasha, why did I say Grusha? Why did I say sister? Sister is a Karis. And then, it's not a tefillah. Right, look, we have to have a pshat and Rashi. But what? You think it would be a legitimate diyuk? So we're really saying
eliminate the.
So Raya will have a diyuk that a Goslin is kasha.
No, it's not. That's why you have to say that.
So you're saying, say the bigger shiddish. Okay, look, we have to say something to answer Rashi, but there is a more mistavadik of pshat, the Ravid's pshat, in the Gemara. The Ravid says it's not a kasha on Abaya, it's a totally new kasha on Rabzai. The Ravid says that if you give your animal to a Raya, and you know he's a Raya, and you give it to him with Dine Shmira, since you know he's a Raya, then when you give him your animal, you're immediately accepting upon yourself that he's going to be Naaman. He's going to be Naaman. Because if you give an animal to a Raya to watch, and you know full well that Rayim Apostle Ishua, when you give it to him, it means you're trusting him. It's a big chiddush, he said. He says, when you give it to a Raya, you're trusting him, and afterwards, even though he's Apostle Ishua, you're going to have to take his word for it. That's the Ravid's rule. And therefore, he says, the Gemara's kasha is typically the Havilei Raya. Rav Zeira originally, the way we understood Paskins, that he's potter, that he's a misle of Rav Chia Kamaisa, he could swear and be potter. And the Gemara changed that to Shekinegda. In fact, the Gemara, no. The original psak is true. He should, if you give your thing to a Raya, and you know he's a Raya, you're makabal on yourself, that he's the one that's going to be, he's the one that's going to be Naaman, because those are the rules of Shmira. Usually give Shmira, the Shimer has certain Naamanis. So here also, if you willingly, if you don't know he's a Goslin, you find out later, so you don't have to trust him. But if you knew originally, so then you gave it to him, you gave it to Adaita Dahachi. It's a tremendous psak chiddush of the Ravid, that when you give something to a Raya Stama, you trust in him. But once you hold of that psak, that's the Gemara's kasha. Tevet leidav alei Raya. If you give something to a Raya, you have to trust him. If that's what the Ravid holds. And the Ramah brings the La'alachim. And Simon Tzadik Bez. I think the Pnei Yeshua and Nachas David both bring it here in the Gemara because they're both bothered with Rashi. So Pnei Yeshua and Nachas David both bring this pshat in the Gemara, the Ravid's pshat. And they seem to feel it's a more, it's an easier pshat in the Gemara, even though it's a big chiddush. So the Gemara says, Stam Raya Apostle, like, after the Gemara, no, like Hash. Hadi Dei Hadei Alma. It's not true. It depends. Somebody who's Raya Behemoth Didei, somebody who's Raya his own animals, he's possible. Because he'll take his animals into other people's fields to eat. He wants his animals to become as fat as possible for Shtita. So he'll do it, he has a benefit. Hadi Alma, when he has someone else's animals, he doesn't care. So they'll eat less. He takes them down there. Instead of walking to the, he's going out to the woods, they should graze in Hefker on the way. With his animal, he walks through people's fields so they can eat. With someone else's animal, he walks on the road so they can't eat. So a Raya is only possible when he's Raya Behemoth today and not the Alma. The Eloi Teimach, the Gemara proves it. The Eloi Teimach, the Anachi, Yusel Raya, Echi Masrina, Vexilof Neiver, Vesite Michshol. How do we give our animals to a Raya? If you know he's going to do Geneva with it, then I'll give it to him. I still don't stay either. Yeah, I don't stay either. So the Ritva here, yes, the Kasha, that he asks, why is this Lishne either? There's a rule in Lishne either, the Gemara says in Avei Desire. Lishne either, Lishne Mishal, is only in Aveira, the Trey Ivra Denara. Which means, in the Gemara's example, you have a Nazir on one Ivra Denara, one side of the river, and you're on the other side. Well, there's no bridge. And the Nazir says, give me the wine, there's wine on your side, give me the wine, I want to drink it. If not for you, he couldn't do the Avera. That's called Trey Ivri Denara, two sides of the river. That's Lifnei Ivra. If I hand it to him, that's Lifnei Ivra Sikimesh. However, if it's Chad Ivra Denara, if we're both on the same side of the river, and there's a bottle of wine on the floor, and the Nazir can pick it up, he says, do me a favor, hand it to me. And I give it to him. I'm not over with Lifnei Ivra. Because he could have done it himself. He could have picked it up himself. There's no Lifnei Ivra Asita Mikshal, the Chad Ivra Denara, when the person can pick it up on his own. That's a Gemara, it's a Stam Gemara in Masechtas Avei Zara, Davav, which I think everyone passed it like. So, Frek the Ritva, in our Gemara, the Gemara says, the Eloi Teimahachi, Anachi Yuslurai Echi Masrina, Naksiv Lifnei Iver, Echi Teisif Lifnei Iver. Who say he doesn't have other animals? There's other animals he's going to go pasturing with. So, you also give him an animal. That's the same event. He's going to pasture with animals anyway in other people's fields. That's the same event. Chari rat. That's not what he answers. If someone steals $10 and someone else steals $11, it's a bigger avera, same avera. Only avera.
More avera is not big or small, it's more.
It's additional averis. If one mice of Zayla on $10 and one mice of Zayla on $11, so then the return doesn't make sense. If they're two wilds. One's $10, one's $11. That's true. If I do one mice of Zayla, there's no difference in how many the avera of stealing. It's the same Avera if I steal $1 or I steal $100. One Avera. That's what the ritual sounds like. So otherwise, your source kasha doesn't make sense. If I'm pasturing with 100 animals or 101 animals, it's more averus. Now he's pasturing the same. He's leaving the animals into the field.
So
there's separate mice to each one. So one mice. You take your fly mice. The other one is leading the animal. I lead him into the field. So I'm leading him into the field. So you want to chiddush in the mitzvah. No, it seems in the ritzvah, it doesn't seem that way. That if you do one mice gzeila, if you do one mice gzeila, it's no different. You have to pay more back. But as far as the mice gzeila, it's the same avera, right? $1 or $100, $1 million. Huh? It's the same tzedakah if I give a penny or I give $100.
Helping people more.
The Rambam says, Hakol fi reiva maisa. It's better to give a lot of tzedakah, small amount to many people, than one amount to one person. Says the Rambam. Hakol fi reiva maisa. Could be Rambam means, right?
Not really dollars to shiva, I mean, dollar.
That's to one yeshiva, a million to one yeshiva. What's the
sense?
It can be the same scar. How can it be the same scar? You're benefiting more. You said, like a neighbor, it's a problem. If I steal $1 million, I steal $1, one causes him a lot of tzar, one causes him a little tzar. So that's Pshat in the Ritva.
It could be the shepherd has only a certain amount. If he gets 100 customers, he's
going to
walk around with
500
sheep.
So maybe the ritva means, I don't know, you have a ritva here? Just wash another ritva. You have to get one with the footnotes so we can see if there's the cash on the bottom. But, I'll tell you right, I don't know. Ritva is the kasha. Let me just tell you what he answers. The Ritva answers that by chariv or denara, he's still an iser derabbanan called misayaya idayevra avera, which we'll talk about tomorrow. He is an iser even by chariv or denara, but it's a derabbanan. But he's masking that there's no lifne either. The lashon of the Ritva. Pirish, Afa gav dehecha de islay behemis medidei, de vlavdi da moti avari sura, less behemishim lefnei yiver, mekomaka, and tzatach. I don't know, the attack is hard to understand. The attack is hard to understand. If let's say he has 100 of his own animals, and I give him 10 of mine, so the Ritva saying that's not lefnei yiver. Now, Paul is saying, maybe you can answer, that the Metzias is, a shepherd takes 200 animals, period. That's the maximum. So he doesn't go until he has 200 animals. So I gave him my animals. If I wouldn't have given, someone else would have given. That's not a lifnei yiver. So that's not true. The Mishnah Melech says that by lifnei yiver, let's say the nose is on one side of the river and two people on the other side of the river. There's a bottle of wine. And he asks for the bottle of wine. If I don't give it to him, the other person will give it to him. Is that lifnei yiver? Shmuel says yes. Because if I give it, I'm doing lifnei yiver. If he does it, he's doing lifnei yiver. Whoever does it is doing lifnei yiver. Just because someone else can do it, but that person will be over lifnei yiver. So what's the difference? I'm over, he's over. It's all the same. He needs a lifnei yiver. So here, he's got 100 of his own animals. He's taking 100 others. So if I give him the 100, if someone else gives him the 100, it'll be lifnei yiver either way. So we have a shtickle problem here, a bit of a problem with there's a good kasha on the Ritva. Why is the Ritva? Yes, the Ritva is matzik. The Gemara brings the pasuk. Gemara sounds like it's deraisa. The Ritva says no, it means it's the drabbanim of lifnei yiver, misayaya. So he gives a second teretz, but neither of them is this teretz. The Yidden of them is the second teretz is it could be talking in a case where he doesn't have his own animals, and you're the only one giving. But the kasha is still the same kasha. Even if he has his own, I give him more. Dice dice on this ritzvah. That if you steal a dollar, you steal $100, the same aveira. It's not a stavra. Steal $100, you steal $1, the same aveira. Also, if you're going to steal, you might as well, you know, same aveira, might as well get. Monasha. How's it going to be good? It's not going to be good either way. Shver either way. Let's say it's going on either way if you have a problem. That's our question. L'chayr should depend if he's over a separate aveira with each revius that he drinks. I would think each revius is an aveira, and therefore giving him a second revius should be an aveira. And Ox Karbanis depend on Yediyah B'Tchila Yediyah B'Sof. But it says if you say to him, Altishta, 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 every time, he gets markets for each time, Mishnah says. So, we see drinking is also a separate drink each time. The neighbor is one grab. Could it be, maybe it's the same aveira, it's just the worst einish? That could be. Could be that if you steal $1 or $100, either way, it's the aveira geneva. And besides that, you get an einish, you're causing agnes nefesh to the other yid. So if you cause him a lot of agnes nefesh, you get more. Less. Maybe tzedakah the same thing. It's a mitzvah tzedakah. I give him $1 million, I give him a lot of hana. But I'll give him a little hana. Seems to be a problem with the with the response.